Random House Audio presents True Prep, It's a Whole New Old World by Lisa Birnbach with Chip Kidd. Read by the author with Sam Haft. This is Lisa Birnbach. When the rules of preppy discretion were written hundreds of years ago, it was understood that one should only allow one's name to appear in print three times in one's whole life, at birth, marriage, and death. No one, not even Nostradamus, could have predicted audio downloads. Since the publication of the official preppy handbook in October of 1980, so much has changed. Allowing for modern sociology, typical preppies can now expect to see their names five or six times in print. Birth, marriage, remarriage, the IPO, the police blotter, remarriage, and then, the end. I ask in the spirit of these fluid and changing times for you to pardon my vulgar publicity and enjoy this storytelling session. It is a suitable accompaniment for your drive to the Ashaways Country House, where you will be weekending. Remember, please, do not take notes while driving, and no texting at the table. Wake up, Muffy. We're back. Okay, now where were we? Oh yes, it was 1980, and Ronald Reagan was heading to his improbable victory over Jimmy Carter. We wondered whether joining a club before your 30th birthday made you into a young fuddy-duddy. We considered the importance of owning a dress watch. And one thing led to another, and before the year was over, our project became the official preppy handbook. Yes, that was us. We enjoyed every minute that we still remember, but we seem to have misplaced a number of brain cells in the process. Though we once maintained that this world has changed little since 1635 when the Boston Latin School was founded, you know we were exaggerating slightly. As our world spins faster and faster and we use up more natural resources and scientists keep discovering more sugar substitutes, we have to think about how life in the 21st century affects our safe and lovely bubble. Muffy Van Winkle, you've napped long enough. It's been 30 years. It doesn't seem possible, does it? Despite changes and crises and the maid quitting, the middle class disappearing, you're running out of vodka, your NetJet account being yanked, and the internet, it's still nice to be prep. And as we have gotten a bit older and a teensy bit wiser, the world has become much smaller. We are all interconnected, intermarried, inter-everything. The great-looking couple in the matching tweed blazers and wide-whale orange corduroy trousers are speaking Italian on Melrose Avenue. Imagine. Whereas once upon a time it seemed unlikely Europeans would be attracted to our aesthetic, they've now adapted it and made it their own. They're the women with no hips, in case you were wondering. Let's begin at the beginning of the year. Here are our resolutions. You'll catch on. No drinking at lunch. Call grandmother once a week. Get Belgian shoes resold. Thinnest cat's paw rubber. Sign up for tennis team at the club. Actually go to team practices. Have gravy boat re-engraved. Find Animal House and return to Netflix. Send in donation for class gift this year. And send in write-up for class notes. Finally use Scully and Scully credit. Maybe Pierpont's next wedding? Drive mother to cemetery at least once this year. Order new stationery before supply runs out. Find die. If you don't know what that means, you should. Luggage tags. Download phone numbers into the thingy. New Facebook picture? Work on goals. Work on topspin. Get Catherine to do community service somehow. Clean gutters or get someone to do them. Repair hinge on broken shutter or else. Finally hire portrait artist for Whimsy. She's 84 in dog years, not much time left. Chapter 1. Psst. Pass it on. The True Prep Manifesto. She regarded Washington Square as the birthplace of society, knew by heart all the cousinships of early New York, and was determined, if she married, never to receive a divorced woman. Edith Wharton, The Custom of the Country. What's it all about, Muffy? It's about ease and confidence. It's about fitting in when you do and even when you don't. It's about your endless supply of clothes that always looks the same, no matter what the era or fashion dictates. It's about your ability to tell a story, be the fourth, for tennis or for bridge, or somehow come to the rescue of a social situation. Because you can. Because your parents taught you by example. Maybe you attended an historic prep school. Maybe you didn't. Of course, it's better if you did, because then you've been acculturated. You may protest, but you know some literature, know some history, know some sportsmanship, and know that a tie will do when you can't find your belt. And if by some chance you are entering this world on your own, of your free will, with no one to lead you by the hand, let us guide you. We know the code. We're here to help. Who we are now. Formerly WASP. Failing that, white and heterosexual. One day we became curious or bored and wanted to branch out, and before you knew it, we were all mixed up. Well, that's the way we like it, even if grandmother did disapprove and didn't go to the wedding. Did she ever stop talking about the barefoot and pregnant bride, ever? And now, one of our nieces, Mackenzie, is a researcher at the CDC in Atlanta and is engaged to marry the loveliest man, Rajim, a pediatrician who went to Duke. And Kelly is at Smith, and you know what that means. And our son Cal is married to Rachel, and her father, the cantor, married them in a lovely ceremony. Katie, our daughter, is a decorative artist living in Philadelphia with Otis, who is a professor of African American studies at Swarthmore. And then there's Bailey, our handsome little nephew. Somehow, all he wants to do is ski, meet girls, and drink beer. Well, that's one out of five. The family. The Prep family, despite its flaws and its mildewed basement, is the institution on which all of our world is based. How we participate in family life is what we learn to think of as normal. End of science lesson. Mummy. She is the stealthy head of household unless she is, quote, away, quote, has one of her headaches, or is, quote, the chancellor of Germany. Mummy is the centerpiece around which we set our familial tables. If Mummy and Daddy disagree on where Uncle Penny sits at Thanksgiving, Mummy wins. If Mummy and Daddy disagree on how much to give the garden club, Mummy wins. If Mummy and Daddy disagree on whether or not we are going to Lyford this year, Daddy wins, unless the house is in Mummy's family. Mummy loves you. Sometimes it is hard to see evidence of that, but deep down, she does. Would she have given you her slightly bent George Jensen circle pin if she didn't love you? No. Would she have sent you to her sister's farm for the summer if she didn't? Never mind. She gave birth to you and usually remembers that. Daddy. Sometimes a buddy, sometimes a distant specter, Daddy is your father. Once upon a time, he was also married to Mummy. You have seen their wedding pictures tucked away in the back of the linen closet next to the dried-out jar of Gordon's silver polish. Whether or not Daddy still lives with you, he is responsible for teaching you some of life's most important lessons. It's not a Bloody Mary without horseradish. If you like the girl, always walk on the street side. We hang to the right. When it comes down to it, Daddy can do so many things well. He can foxtrot, glue the handle back on the pitcher, center a picture on the wall, turn $1 million into $500,000, just joking, and light a perfect fire on a winter's afternoon. He can climb onto the roof to retrieve a golf ball from the gutters. He can play golf and tennis, sail, ski, and shoot skeet. He can order a steak rare in Italian, German, and French, but he can speak only English. He can button those tiny buttons on the back of Mummy's evening dress, or even Alicia's, his new special friend, but it could take him a long time to find his glasses in order to see them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?